started here. And then the meeting is Wednesday, the 21st of August, at 6 p.m. start being at Alderman Gold, Alderman Cornelius, except Alderman American City staff. And I believe there's no citizens on mine, right?
A member of the press, Joey is directed out.
All right. I'm assuming Joey has no comments. All right, minutes for correction and approval of our last meeting, April 17th, 2024.
Good.
Preston? Take those as presented. Let's go ahead and move on to.
Recording in progress.
New business item, number one on the list.
Yeah.
ADM 2024-23, our budget reports for April through July 2024.
Yeah, there's a bunch of material in there. Rob, I haven't ran any specific sales tax calculations in a few months, so hopefully I'll do that before next month. I know in general, we're starting to see more of a regression to the mean. It's, you know, within a couple percentage points of year over year. We haven't seen any declines, have we, per se?
No, I mean, sales tax did very well for FY24, 5.5% increase. Non-home rule, I believe, is at 1.25. Non-home rule so far this year has been holding right around that 1.25, 1.5 mark. Sales tax come down a little bit. It was at 5.5. We're kind of seeing it more like 4.6, which is still pretty strong. And we're, you know, obviously continuing to monitor that every month, and we'll let you know if something cataclysmic happens. But, you know, so far, so good.
Yeah, we are set to review business by business info to see if we can, you know, corroborate any anecdotal information the businesses have been providing to us. And then also just spot some trends. We won't be able to share that specifically with you, but we can make some generalizations and, you know, review that at the next meeting if we do that with the mayor before the next meeting. So.
Questions? New business item number two, ADM 2024-24, treasurer reports for April through July.
So for April 30th, 2024, beginning fund balance of $24,526,776. Year-to-date revenues of $58,145,484. Year-to-date expenses of $49,863,958 for a projected ending fund balance of $32,808,302. So May 31st, obviously that's the first month of the new fiscal year, so the ending fund balances have temporarily fallen off. They will reappear next month when we present the unaudited fiscal year 2024 numbers, followed by the actual audit presentation in October. So year-to-date revenues, May 31st, 2024, $3,025,730. Year-to-date expenses of $3,224,704. For the month ended June 30th, 2024, year-to-date revenues of $10,910,103, year-to-date expenses of $6,489,132. For the month ended July 31st, 2024, year-to-date revenues of $13,513,204, and year-to-date expenses of $9,979,448. Thank you.
Excellent. All right, so we get a consent agenda for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. New business item number three, ADM 2024-25, which is our cash statements for March through June 2024.
This item is informational as always. You have the city's cash balances on the first page, along with the city's investments on the second.
List invoices between $5,000 and $25,000 for April, May, June, July, and the first 2 weeks of August.
The first meeting in August. Oh, yeah, the first 2 weeks, you're right, yeah. So, again, this is informational, as always. Stems from April all the way through our most recent meeting here on April 13th. Happy to answer any questions anyone might have.
Always where you give you that 27 monthly website reports. These are from April to July.
Yeah, and if you just want to look at the July's total visit table, it gives a really good picture that we usually top out in July and August every year because of all the awesome events that Parks and Recs do in the summer months. So we are at that peak right now, and it'll be interesting to see how the WGN affects that from last year to this year. We're having another big social media takeover tomorrow. So, yeah, that's it. If anybody has any questions, feel free to let me know.
That was actually going to be my question, is if the WGN had affected anything as far as we're aware. So, more to come.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tim sent an email out too.
He sure did.
Mm-hmm. Any questions, Ken?
No.
Rusty? Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thanks, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
New business item number 6, ADM 2024-28, DuPage Water Commission, Lake Michigan Water Sourcing Project Cost Summary through August of 2024.
Do any of you have questions that you did not have last night when you reviewed this?
It was the same one, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
The only question is if Rob can put in a font smaller than this.
That's right, yes. I noted here.
I'll see what I can do. But no, seriously, I'll maybe put it on legal paper next time.
Yeah, if the font color can match the sheet color, that'd be great. It's all white font, all my sheets, perfect. So.
No. Since three of you overlap here in public work, do you prefer this in one or the other?
Either one. I thought maybe it would be here, but
okay.
What do you think?
I don't have a preference, but here seems fine.
Yeah, it's okay. Kind of an end.
We'll keep it on this agenda then.
Perfect. New business item number 7, ADM 2024-29, which is our fiscal year 2024 budget amendments for Sunflower Countryside in downtown.
Just a little bit of housekeeping for the FY24 budget. Typically, at the end of each budget year, not the major funds like the general or the water, the sewer, parks and rec, what have you, but some of these smaller funds tend to go over from time to time for a variety of reasons. We had three funds this year, both, pretty small in the grand scheme of things. The first one was the Sunflower SSA fund, about $1,000 over, and that's just related to the timing of mowing and some groundskeeping that took place within the SSA. The Countryside TIF is just over at a whopping $41, and that's due to the Bank of New York increasing paying agent fees on us mid-year. And we didn't anticipate that for the budget, so we're slightly over in that fund. And then the Downtown TIF fund, too, that had to do with the incremental property tax rebate that was approved by council a couple of years ago. The parcel actually doubled, which is good news because it's creating additional increment for the fund, but it's not something we anticipated when we did the FY24 budget. So again, just a little bit of housekeeping, just wanted to maintain budgetary compliance for fiscal year 2024 and to avoid audit comment.
Assuming it typically doesn't garner a lot of questions, so it should be fine if you guys are good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know, $41.
Yeah. you can pull it off if you really don't. Sleep on it for a couple of days. Excellent. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
New business item number 8, ADM 2024-30, partial special census consideration and first steps information item.
Great. Aaron's got a nice memo in the packet that talks about the special census process, which we've done several times in the past couple of decades. In general, obviously, we're trying to make sure that we capture as much state shared revenue that's based on a per capita basis as possible, which is worth about $250 per resident that we add. We do anticipate that we've probably added 3,000 to 4,000 residents, potentially more, and we should be beyond home rule status of 25,000 people by the time we complete this as well. First step in the process is to just get the cost estimate, which requires city council vote, letter from the mayor. It's only a $100 application fee. It's going to take the Census Bureau, 4 to 8 weeks, basically, to get back to us, and then we have to, review their materials, accept, and get you guys to actually approve the agreement with them to complete the special census. So, general reminder: we're responsible for, housing the census workers. We have to find office spaces, which is usually a few thousand dollars. But the Census Bureau themselves will send out a field manager, and they'll basically do all the hiring and operations. So we just have to get the word out at that point. We did. did reconcile building permits for the past 2 years against census tracts and blocks to determine where we should do this partial special census. And so in general, it's basically the subdivisions in town, Autumn Creek, Bristol Bay, Grand Reserve, Prairie Meadows had a few. And then Braintree.
Prestwick.
Yeah, Prestwick, yep. And so I don't believe there were any subdivisions that we left on the table. There's some ones and twos in established neighborhoods that we're proposing not to do just because it wouldn't be worth the cost of, resensusing an entire block based on the revenue we might receive. So that's where we're at. My last estimate based on the number of building permits we've had is that we're probably between 25,500 people and 26,000 people, depending on the timing of different building permits, both as it relates to recently issued permits and whether somebody's moved in, but then also permits issued around this last special census or the last decennial census, and whether somebody had been moved in at that point or another. So that's why we've got a little bit of a range there. So we've hedged it on the conservative side to basically assume that, there were a bunch of people missing or hadn't moved in yet in 2020, and so that's why we get the 25,000 to 26,000 population range. So obviously the goal there is to not wait as long as possible, but to do it so that we become home rule status after the census. So that's the gist of it. It is an informational item at this point, although we will recommend a city council vote motion just to allow the mayor to send a letter for the special census.
So this may have an impact on the words we just organized, because I have a feeling my words bigger than that. But if you would say 5,000, if it's no, maybe more than that, 25,000, but if they're equally.
Yeah, I would anticipate that it will have an impact. Whether that impact will translate into redistricting is a different story. So that's something we'll have to review when the numbers come in. So. And I don't recall specifically that we looked at it after the 2020 in depth. I know that I looked at the numbers and they were, kind of within reason.
Well, we did
2017. So.
We did a little bit here not that long ago.
We did that post 2017 for the 2019 elections, I believe.
Yeah. No, I got Raintree now, River's Edge, and that was the way the map went. So that was since
2023 then?
Yeah.
2021?
Yeah, at least, because, Representative is fairly new for me.
The short answer is we'll take a look at it whenever the numbers come in. Those years all sort of blend together for me. So. Yeah.
Because with Prestwick and Raintree fully in Wind Bay, that's going to be a big number, I bet.
Yep.
Will this have any impact on the WIFI alone?
No, the WIFIA EPA staff members told us a few months ago that our conditional letter of approval post letter of intent, which is the first process we did last year, basically signifies that we're eligible for the loan. So they had absolutely no qualms about it. They said verbally, that's what we use, to govern the actual WIFIA application when it comes in, is whatever was in your letter of intent. And oh, by the way, we're probably one of the only towns that have ever gone through that, been in that situation, so they basically had to put their heads together and come up with, kind of a solution there. So we got the green light on that a few months ago, which is great.
All right. I asked that exact question when we were talking about the agenda last week as well.
Another question I asked, which you mentioned too, is that there's no hoops to jump through for home rule. It's granted.
Yeah.
Via the threshold. So.
As soon as we get the letter from the Secretary of State certifying our population above 25,000, presumably, the next year or so, you can start passing ordinances that say we're a home rule community. So it's self-certifying in that regard.
Has that number changed over time?
Never.
Or has it always been 25,000?
Always been 25,000, and efforts to reduce it in the past, both recently and decades ago, from what I've been told, have been met with a stiff wall of opposition, primarily from Mike Madigan at the time, and then more recently just hasn't sort of taken up a battle with any of the current office holders. So,
no, I'm just curious about they settled on that number, and
I've been told that it was arbitrarily picked in 1979 when the state constitution was done, and there's been absolutely no efforts to change it, and all, you know, questions basically to move that number have been rebuffed because, you know, I was there in 1979, and that's what we choose, and we're not changing it. So,
that's interesting.
Yes. Okay. Unfortunate, too, because, you know, what's the difference between a town that's 10,000 and 25,000? Not much. You know, you still run into the same problems, and that's been our argument for years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll just be on the other side of it now.
Okay. So what do you think the time frame is for at least getting it in front of City Council for the next step?
So, I mean, it'll be 6 to 8 weeks from next week, so that's going to put you into October, November. Then at that point, when we get it back, we may hold it for a couple months, one, to just make sure we've got enough permits in, you know, so that we're not certifying like a 24,000, you know, number or whatever. But then also, you know, there's a chance you could have issues over the winter, and so we probably wouldn't want to do it in the dead of winter. Probably wait until springtime, so, but we'll see. And it all depends on if they get it back to us here in the next, you know, 4 weeks or something. You know, maybe we can, you know, complete it before the weather turns. But
yeah,
we'll see.
Okay. Excellent. Exciting stuff. Mm-hmm. It's about years, yeah. I expected you to clap and cheer, Ken. The next, you know, next, all right. I believe that is the last of our items. There's no old business. Is there any additional business? Good. All right, so we call the meeting to a close at 6:16.